It's Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the third hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here, as always, is 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Once again, 855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. You may get interactive with various features there. You can actually control the content of the website. You find something online you think is useful, fun, interesting, outrageous, something you think our listeners would enjoy. You post it as show prep over at freetalklive.com, and then others can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike the suggestion that you've made. And you get to vote on things as well. And the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site, meaning we're more likely to see it, talk about it on the air. And, of course, even if we don't talk about it on the air, other listeners will see it because they're on the front page of our website over at freetalklive.com. So head over there, get interactive. We're going to get right back into your phone calls here. Just want to bring you up to speed if you're just tuning in. We've been talking about hazing throughout the show tonight. Of course, we'll take calls about anything as well, but the primary topic has been hazing, and of course, in the college fraternity organizations and sororities, it's probably the most frequently heard about forms of hazing, although it does go on in other places. Mark, you mentioned the military as a potential location for hazing. Even in band camp, apparently, there's hazing initiation rituals that go on, and I think it's all very disturbing. I find it disturbing whether or not it involves violence. Obviously, violence is the worst end of it.
It seems to go on in institutional environments. That seems to be where it festers. Because
mm-hmm.
I've never gone to work at a place and somebody said, "Hey, shaving cream in the new guy's hair."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what? You can't even imagine.
Right. So there's.
But again, I suppose some people will play practical jokes on other folks, but I wouldn't find it very funny.
Yeah, generally practical jokes happen at the expense of somebody, and that's mm-hmm. not usually very
funny. Especially if they get
funny.
Hurt.
But. Right. That's not very funny. And it's one thing to do just a one-off practical joke where nobody gets hurt, but it's another thing to institutionalize them. It's another thing to create a habit or to create a cycling of events where every single year there are new jokes being played against new victims. And even though it's done with their consent in many cases, I still find it disturbing simply from a sociological aspect of the idea that people feel the need to do this to one another. And usually the reason why people are doing it, as we've heard from some of our callers tonight, is, well, because it was done to them.
To make them feel welcome, essentially. that's what the statements have been all along. In order to welcome someone to a group, in order to create group cohesion, that's why you have to do it.
Well, you clearly don't have to do it because some fraternities say they don't do it. We had a guy from Sigma Pi who called in tonight to say that his fraternity is against hazing. Although the guy, he told us that it was most fraternities that don't do these things. On the other hand, the guy who wrote the article in defense of hazing says he believes this goes on at most college campuses at most fraternities. So what's the truth? I don't know, maybe somewhere in between those two extremes.
Yes, apparently the truth lies in a dark basement covered in mustard and beer.
So I find it disturbing. I want to hear from you. What has your experience been with this? To me, it seems like if the intention of being in these groups is to create relationships that are going to last a lifetime, it seems that abuse shouldn't be a factor in whether or not you can create a long-lasting relationship. If you can't create a relationship that's valuable based on other things besides the shared abusive experiences that you've gone through with these people, then maybe you should take another look at your ability to make friends with people. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line here. By the way, I want to welcome our brand-newest affiliate to our Saturday night program, News Talk 1060 WRHL, the talk of North Central Illinois. I want to welcome everybody who's listening over there to WRHL in Rochelle, Illinois. So, welcome aboard to our Saturday show. And they are, by the way,
south of Rockland.
I couldn't tell you, Mark.
I believe it is.
I don't know the geography that well, but I am glad that we got new listeners on board. And y'all, if you're in Illinois, are probably hearing this last hour of the show live, and then you're going to hear other hours on delay broadcast. So anytime if you ever determine whether your station is airing the show in delay broadcast, then you can just make note of when our live show hours are, which is 7 to 10 Eastern Time, Monday through Sunday, every day of the week. And you can call during those hours and then hear yourself later on.
Yeah, well, if you're hearing this sometime between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you know, wherever you are in the world, mm-hmm. if you can figure that out, then you're likely hearing it live.
Likely. So, again, our number here, 855-453, whether you want to talk about hazing or whatever might happen to be on your mind. Let's start with Brian, listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk in Chipping, Illinois. Brian, go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm kind of in a pretty big disagreement with your earlier caller. I've been involved in a lot of different colleges, big schools, small schools, for about 30 years. And I would say if your program was being broadcast on a Saturday night to non-Greek college students, and they called in to give you the truth, you'd probably find that most Greek organizations have some form of hazing or initiation or tradition. And that he pretty much admitted that he was somehow involved in the organization, and Greek organizations have worked very hard to clean up their image as of late, they require their institutions to do the community service. They have a minimum number of hours they have to contribute, and then they point to it and say, look, what great people we are.
Now, hang on a second. On this community service, this minimum number of hours, who's setting that?
Their national charters are setting a minimum number of hours that they have to go out in the community to try to clean up their image.
Yeah, you'd think that would be the best way for them to go about cleaning up their image, and I haven't been able to yet really solidify in my mind why it is that Greek organizations exist, period, and whether or not they make sense today, because it would seem like, I would guess, that membership is probably dropping off for these organizations.
Well, I would agree with you on that. The funny thing is if you think, what does the Greek organization contribute to the campus environment? And I've thought many times with how I'm involved with institutions that if, let's just say, we turned off all Greek organizations, all non-professional Greek organizations next week, just said disband, shut down your house, and, you know, turn in your Greek letters, what effect would that have on the actual campus? And aside from a pretty financial answer, because Greeks are a business, a very big business, the campus would probably not see much of an effect.
Well, right. I mean, it's not like parties are going to stop just because you shut down the frats, right?
Right.
Aren't they mostly just apartment complexes? I mean, you know, that's where people live. It's a way to share rooms and stuff.
Well, it's even a little more complicated than that, because they have to continue to prey on those incoming freshmen. You're taking a almost five-year educated college senior and having them, through tradition and recruiting practices, sticking them on the wide-eyed, recently graduated high school incoming collegiate freshmen.
13th graders.
You know, they're pretty influential. They put on a pretty good sales pitch. They've been taught what to say. And once they've got these kids hooked, they say, well, I thought you wanted all of this. You know, so they're kind of manipulating them into the, I believe they're manipulating, at least in the institutions I've been involved in, into going along with the hazing above and beyond what they may choose to do on their own had they not been sold this bill of goods.
And the bill of goods being, you're going to have friends for life. What else?
The parties. You know, it's a very exclusive club. You know, there's a whole set. I wasn't a Greek member. Aside from the military side of things, obviously there's a lot of traditions and you know, lots of different words for hazing when it comes to, depending on the organization. So
join our club. You can be more popular if you join our club. It's basically the thing.
But to be in our club, you must do this and this and this. And they've already told you what the club is going to earn you. And then you have to go through the hazing in order to complete it.
And then in some cases, they'll spring some new hazing on you right when you're doing it that you maybe weren't told about in advance. Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Fabulous prize drawings for free! JacksDice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
JacksDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JacksDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JacksDice.com. JacksDice is for
Get in the zone! AutoZone can help you protect your engine and the environment. Valvoline NextGen is better than new oil. It's 50% recycled oil, better for the environment, and great for your engine. Get a 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline NextGen conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter for just $20.99. Or Valvoline MaxLife NextGen High Mileage and a Fram TuckGuard filter for just $3 more. See store for restrictions and details. Protect your car and the environment with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FloJack hand well pump. The affordable FloJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FloJack backup hand pump kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FloJack.com, spelled FloJack.com. Be sure to spell FloJack.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK, 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FloJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want toll free here at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us over at freetalklive.com, where a number of features await you. They're all free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their website. So head on over and enjoy the news updates. You can get signed up and you'll find out the latest information about Free Talk Live when it happens, or as close to when it happens as possible, if you're on our news updates list. And you can receive news updates via email, Twitter, Facebook, whichever method works best for you. Go and get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update just before the show started tonight, actually, with links to some fresh promos. Every now and then I like to crank out some what I like to call evergreen promos. They're show promos that go for a long time. They're not really time-sensitive, something you can listen to this year or a few years down the line and hopefully still be entertained by it and not have to do with some sort of hot news item, for instance. And so those are now available over at promos.freetalklive.com. But you can get information about these things first if you're on our news list. So go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
It's hard to listen to AM radio or talk radio or, you know, the cable news networks and not hear some ad for gold. And buying precious metals may be a good idea right now. I've certainly picked up plenty in my time. But it can be also a confusing process. Well, you know, if you're going to do any kind of investment, you need to buy low so that you can sell high. You need to, therefore, do some price comparison. Go to gold.freetalklive.com before you buy from anyone else. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, one of the premier names in precious metals acquisition. And you can go there and check out all the pieces and coins that we have available. When you buy from gold.freetalklive.com, not only do you get some of the best rates available to you, but you'll get, of course, the guarantees and the shipping and all the things that, you know, one of the reasons that you would want to buy from one of the larger companies. But you're also helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right. Toll-free number here, 855-453. We've been talking about hazing, which to me is a very disturbing ritual, tradition, if you will, that is essentially the cycle of abuse manifesting itself, and it seems to be... I think it's very destructive. Personally, I can't see that there's anything good that comes from it. I know that people who have engaged in cycles of abuse will usually justify their abuse because not only were they abused, but they also have abused others. And who would want to look back on that, you know, an abusive experience as something negative when you could lie to yourself and tell yourself it was positive? So there's been an article that we read earlier called In Defense of Hazing, which essentially amounted to nothing more than someone relishing in just the most lowest common denominator activities that one could possibly engage in. He gave an example of watching his frat brother buddies reaching into each other's mouths to attempt to pull each other's triggers, meaning to manipulate presumably the uvula in the back of one's
throat. I don't
know
if that's necessarily true. You've jumped to a conclusion there, but I can see why you would.
Well, the idea is to get them to force vomit the beer that they had just guzzled.
Yeah, it was a lot of beer,
too. 15 cups of beer that they had previously guzzled prior to reaching into one another's mouths.
Why would you guzzle beer and then vomit it?
For the purpose of vomiting, for the purpose of making your pledge mate vomit, and for the spectacle of it all. And it's disgusting.
It's spectacle, all right.
And so we continue here with you and your thoughts, 855-453, Robert in Myrtle Beach. Robert, are you in Myrtle Beach or are you in Charleston?
I'm in Conway, which is like a satellite city of Myrtle Beach.
Okay, so you're listening to WRNN. Welcome aboard, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I kind of find the Greek thing interesting. I think that what they're trying to do with their hazing rituals, and I was never in a fraternity or a sorority or anything of those of that nature.
You'd make a funny sorority sister.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that what they're doing in some weird way is trying to emulate like a Hercules quest or something from Greek mythology, where they're trying to create a situation where you need to prove yourself. It's like a heroic quest, and really, when you get down to it, especially at the college level, it's just a bunch of young kids that are out of high school with minimal life experience. Just it's kind of like the little rascals gone bad in a way. You know? It's very juvenile in that approach. Now, me, I got paid to be hazed. I was in the Army, and it was a very organized, structured environment with a specific goal and plan to teach you how to handle an extremely stressful situation and to teach you how to follow orders and do things you normally wouldn't want to do, like take that hill when you know logically it's a dangerous thing to do. And I think that it's a...
Hold on. Before you go on, Robert, give me an example of the military hazing that you encountered.
Oh, well, they would make you do more push-ups than you should normally do for physically building your muscles. You would do so much, you start, you know, wearing yourself out. And
yeah.
It was just to wear you out. Another thing the guy did one time made you reach your hands up in the air. And, you know, it's a very guy-saturated environment, so he told us exactly what we were squeezing, and all the guys were giggling and thought it was funny. But then after about 10 or 15 minutes of holding both your arms over your head, you know, you didn't want to squeeze anything else. So, I mean, it was really rough, and when you would go through these physical things, and the mental abuse of having somebody yell and scream at you in your face, you know, it didn't bother me at all going through all of that stuff, because the only thing I was afraid of was getting a physical injury. Physical injury, that would have stopped me from making it through boot camp. But it was something I signed up for, I got paid to do, and it trained you and taught you how to follow orders and how to handle stress and manage it. Whereas these college things, I mean, this is just a bunch of kids that are fresh out of high school.
Oh, by the way, a lot of people in the military are kids fresh out of high school. I'd like to point that out. And there's no real benefit, in my mind, to being taught how to follow orders. I would much rather people be taught to question orders and to question authority.
Well, if you're going to force people to work for you and throw them in jail if they refuse to work for you, then there is value in those people being trained to follow orders.
Yeah, it varies. I mean, there are so many reasons why people get into these things. I'm an elementary school teacher, and you see these hilarious things where kids sometimes say things like, you know, I want to make a club at recess, and only so-and-so can't
yeah.
be in it. And when you guys start talking about this stuff, I'm thinking about those same very things. It's amazing how juvenile college behavior can be. I mean,
absolutely, on that point.
It goes back to like a playground mentality when there are no adults watching.
Well, and I think that part of that reason, and it's interesting you bring that up, and thanks for the call and the thoughts, Robert, the point about how juvenile some people in college can behave. And I think that that harkens us back to another conversation we've had in the past, not on this show, but in past episodes, is the idea of that there's certain people out there who want to keep young people as childlike as possible for as long as possible. So even though teenagers are ready to grow up in a lot of cases.
I had a job at 12.
Right, and accept responsibilities and get out there into the workforce. Well, somebody decided that it was a bad idea for teenagers to work until they're 16. So they passed some sort of legislation that basically makes it next to impossible to hire anybody under the age of 16. Technically, it's legal to hire 14- and 15-year-olds, but you don't want to do it because the regulations are way too restrictive. So therefore, those teenagers are bored to tears, you know, being forced to go home after school and do nothing, so they end up getting high and they end up, you know, getting in trouble and, you know, destroying mailboxes and doing all manner of debaucherous things where they could be focused on making themselves better and working.
I did those things with a job.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're coming up.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Live Saturday edition of the program. That toll-free number is brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. Tell me about SACL.
SACL is a company that handles accounts receivable. If you've got a business that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, maybe you, you know, got into whatever your business is in order to do what that was and not handle paperwork and collecting bills and all the other things that go into accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it. They do early out billing. They purchase charged off receivables. They do collections, whatever you need. They do it with respect. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page. SACL CAI.
As we continue here, we take your calls. We've been discussing hazing, which I find to be a very disturbing practice that tends to be fairly common, at least according to some people. Others claim it's not as common as you might necessarily think. I guess the only way to know for sure would be to attempt to join some organization, which it's alleged to have been common, which of course are college fraternities and sororities. I went to a community college, and I wish I could have that time back personally and the money back, and at least I didn't end up going to a four-year school, which would have been an even greater waste of time and money for me. Some people, college is the right thing
sure.
to do.
Doctors, engineers.
Some people you have to have to.
Yeah,
college.
If you want to be a college professor, you're not going to be a college professor without having the, you know, all the degrees that go into it. Now, maybe you don't need those degrees in order to be an effective college professor. Maybe you can educate yourself in some other manner, but that you have to have the degrees in order to be one.
So the idea is that these fraternities and sororities promise that you will be more popular if you join their fraternity. You'll get to hang out at their cool college parties, and you'll get to, you know, of course, drink and have fun with all their, you know, sorority sisters and whatever else. And you just have to go through, a little hazing. You have to be embarrassed. You have to be humiliated. You have to, in some cases, be put in bodily danger and actually be physically harmed in order to join this club. And then, hey, next time, you'll get to do the hazing to the noobs the next year around. And there's really some, I think, deep-seated issues here, but would love to get your thoughts on the matter as we continue with Frank, listening in Rehoboth Beach to WGMD-FM in Delaware. Hey, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, I love your show. I'm a liberty-minded individual and a small business owner, and 25 years ago, I pledged a fraternity. I served 2 years as a fraternity president, same fraternity that my father was president of, and, you know, my successor, his father had been president when my father pledged, and I couldn't disagree more strongly with you on a lot of points. And first and foremost, we always had the administration on our backs to justify our existence, to contribute to the university, and my attitude towards that was very clear. We don't need to justify our existence. We were there, you know, to serve our members and to provide them with a good time, and it was our constitutional right to assemble. We didn't have to justify our existence to anyone.
Yeah, I don't see why you would have to justify your existence to the administration other than if they owned the land upon which the pledge house was or something like that.
Now, secondly, with regard to the hazing, my attitude was always keep it in good fun. If you can laugh about it, if it's not sadistic, then it was probably harmless college fun. And I know that sounds like a cliche. And I always thought that in sometime in the late 70s, possibly early 80s, when these type of, you know, incidents started to get bad press, the universities took action. It drove the hazing underground. If you look at the 40s, the 50s, and the 60s, this stuff was done out in the open. You would see
yep.
people out on the quad and then be paddling each other on the butts, and there was no law against it. And it was a voluntary thing. And as far as I know, very few horror stories about deaths or, you know, injuries because it was done out in the open. When you drove it into the basement and you made it illegal, like a lot of things, bad things happened. People got drunk. They used bad judgment. You'll get some sadistic individuals, you know, and bad things happen. But
that's an interesting observation on how the crackdown on hazing may have actually contributed to hazing, or probably, definitely. Has,
prohibition tends to
right.
lead to things like that.
Contributing to things being worse with it. But give me an example of what you consider, you know, innocent college fun.
Well, it could be anything. If it's done mean-spirited, then it's probably dangerous, and it can probably get you into trouble. But
how about the example that the guy that wrote the article in defense of hazing gave, where he was just elated to see two of his frat brother buddies downing 15 cups of beer and then proceeding to reach into each other's mouths to pull their triggers to induce vomiting vomiting up this 15 glasses of beer. Is that innocent fun or a little twisted?
Well, that sounds to me dangerous. You know, I was on the hot seat for 2 years as president, and it was my job to keep us out of trouble, or at least not to get caught. And I can tell you, I learned more about running an organization in the 2 years I was president than I did with an MBA. I mean, I'll be quite honest with you. It was quasi-criminal. Just about everything we did violated the law in some way or the other. I mean, we threw beer parties, and we made money off of it, and we tried to stay underneath the radar. But,
I get the idea. What was the purpose?
College. It was the quintessential social aspect of college, and I didn't join it thinking these guys would be my best friends. I will say this. Even the guys that perhaps you join up as a pledge and you think, this guy's a dork, I'll never become friends with him. If that person can make it through 8 weeks or 10 weeks of adverse circumstances, you have a respect. If that person can make it through and not quit, it's, in my mind, no different than the academic hazing that you go through when you have to do multiple term papers, cram up all night. You know, it just shows that you can complete something and that you can stick it out and not quit. And I learned a lot. It was hard. Would I want to do it again? No. Was it the best time I ever had in my life? Yes. But it was. I'll tell you one other thing, and this is my last point. In my mind, it was the most effective form of government ever devised. It was far superior than feudalism in that you served your 8 or 10 weeks of basically being a slave, and then for the rest of your college career, 3.5 years, you had slaves. And as president, trust me, I was a busy guy. I was a busy guy. I had to have these guys doing the legwork for me because I was running an organization of 75 guys. I was trying to get them to show up at meetings, pay dues, stay out of jail, you know, all the time orchestrating these massive beer parties, which were, you know, fairly hard to pull off without
the
arrest.
It's a rough level of responsibility. Hey, thanks for the call, Frank. Appreciate the inside scoop there and in your perspective. 855-450-FREE.
Interesting side of it, you know. I mean, he doesn't seem to be dodging any of the claims about Greek societies. And, you know, if you own it, well,
what can you say to that?
I don't have as big of a problem.
Ryan's in Savannah. You're on Free Talk Live. Ryan, with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hey, I was listening to your show a little earlier today, and basically I went to college. I was in a fraternity, and we did have hazing, but our hazing was limited. It was nothing that was bodily harm. It was more hysterical than anything.
Give me an example.
And
something hysterical.
Streaking was one.
Okay, that's not so bad.
I mean, it didn't hurt anybody. I mean, maybe some visual sights did, but you know, other than
that, live through it.
I mean, it was a lot of the stuff we did was harmless to the extent that it put you through a little bit more than what your national chapter would require, but it didn't kill anything and didn't hurt anybody, and it would bring you and your pledge brothers closer together.
Yeah, I always wonder about this bringing together thing. I mean, this is... The good, clean, fun aspect, okay, you know, if that's what you want to do for fun, cool, but fine by me. But the bringing people together part, isn't this the cheap way to bring, to create emotional bonds with people? You know, to have this shared humiliation, in order to create these bonds?
Cutting corners, basically, right?
I kind of disagree. I know I didn't
I'm asking you.
The whole show tonight, and so I don't know if it's brought up. But I mean, if you look at the military, and by no means am I saying hazing is anything like the military, but if you look at that and say that people went through boot camp and basic training, and then you have those people compared to people that went through actual warfare, those people that went through warfare are going to bond so much more.
Thanks, Ryan. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.99%. APR 4.22%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here in the remaining moments. Maybe enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now, 855-450-FREE. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, as always, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We, of course, invite you over to our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place you can go. You can get interactive there. You can also become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Maybe you like the fact that we give you the website features for free, and you want to voluntarily support the show. You can do that, and you'll get perks as well, like the Free Talk Live amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, the forum that is only for amplifiers. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, you know, the price of a cup of coffee, and we'll take that money and invest it into the show, getting on more great radio stations, bringing more listeners on board with the ideas of freedom, and you can get some perks too as well. So get the details and get signed up over at AMP. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. Hazing has been the topic du jour tonight as we continue. Chuck is listening to XM Satellite Radio's Extreme Talk. And, Chuck, you're driving through Massachusetts. Go ahead with your thoughts.
How you doing, guys, tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Chuck?
Okay, so with hazing, I think it's more of a generalized term because it can apply to basically any organization that is going to have you complete a certain kind of ordeal for entrance into the organization. And I think it dates back to a time when you actually had to prove your worth, you know, in other words, like run a gauntlet and that you can, you know, join our club kind of thing. The military has hazing, but I think that is on a completely different level than college-based. Because with the military, it is a brotherhood by fire kind of a process with that. You have to prove that you're worthy to be part of the brotherhood kind of a thing. And most of the time, you get that bonding with, you know, all of your fellow troops anyway. I spent time in the military. We didn't have hazing, but everybody was tight-knit because we knew that if you go to war, that you have to have his back because he's going to have yours. You know, that was
sure. So you were able to tie those, you were able to knit those ties, if you will, without going through hazing, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, I, I need to take my rank off, you know, take the little pins off the back and shove it, you know, have everybody shove it into my chest and, you know, for me to respect you.
That stuff happens, though, in some, that's a military thing, right? The pin hazing?
Not every unit does it. It's not, like I said, hazing is a generalized term. If, you know, my unit, we didn't do anything like that. It was actually scorned in my unit. They told us you can't do it whatsoever. I've heard,
interesting.
You know, heard of many guys that were officers that in college they did it. You know,
right.
One guy had to dress up in a diaper with a bottle and walk down the street with a sign that says, you know, we'll work for food.
Yeah, what could be the problem with that?
The thing that he did.
Right. Well, usually hazing, I mean, you mentioned it's a generalized term, but what it does mean specifically is that humiliation is involved and now violence as well.
Not necessarily humiliation. Not necessarily.
Sometimes violence as well.
Well, you can have a physical or an emotional hazing kind of thing, but it's still going to be an ordeal. If you're going to have the emotional part, then it's going to involve some form of humiliation or demeaning process in which you have to show that you're lower. And then you get to be the one executing the actual hazing when the new people come.
And so right.
It's like,
and
it's like a power transfer, you know, kind of.
Well, it's a cycle of abuse, I mean, is what it is. It's one, you know,
yeah.
One generation abusing another, followed by another, followed by another. And as you said, you were able to create these bonds without these experiences. So therefore, it's a completely, in my opinion, a completely sadistic and twisted and unnecessary, you know, relic.
And we have another go
away. Human nature comes in. See, when you're in a frat, okay, and you're running the frat, everybody looks at you as leadership. That means you're the guy on the top,
mm-hmm.
you know, quite literally, okay, and you get to call the shots. Now, when you have 75 guys like your previous caller, okay, all looking to him as the leader and, you know, for the choices and decisions of the directions of the fraternity, that gives somebody a certain amount of power, and that power can be, in essence, addictive. And when
you have
that power, okay, you know, you could do anything, and you don't really want to give it up. Look at politicians. So when you come in, they're going to put their foot on your throat and make you, you know, realize your place. But then once you go through that, then they give you the power that they took from you kind of a thing, and it's, you know, they lift you up, and it's a human nature thing. So the question that I have for all people that are going to go through hazing or an ordeal to enter some kind of organization is it worth your, how should we say, stripping of all integrity and honor and individual identity for the outcome that you wish to achieve for that? Because me personally, no way in hell I would ever let anybody do anything like that to me. Well, you're not going to be in our frat.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll go over here and I'll have some fun. Have a nice day.
Yeah, I can go and I can drink somewhere else. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
oftentimes
you know, I don't need to pull my own trigger. You know, that's usually what ends.
Or someone else's.
You know?
I've never heard an adult say that they would put up with this stuff. As, you know, and I don't know even how I'm defining an adult at this circumstance, because a lot of times these are happening to young adults, people who are 18, 19, 20.
But, Mark, when I was 18, I never would have done this stuff either. So it has something to do with the mental age of the individual that we're talking about, or their level of maturity.
It's a circumstance. I mean, it's a human condition. He's right about that. And the previous caller said that he was running essentially a...
doesn't have a lot to do with it. It is the mental perspective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Chuck, I love what you had to say. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe out there.
The caller that was had said that he had run one of these, I mean, he said that it was essentially organized crime. And I can see how, you know, he called it a criminal enterprise. That's the terminology he used. And I can see how you would want to create bonds with people to keep them from, keep their mouths shut. And yeah, this is truly how, you know, organizations have grown into, you know, governments and organized crime. Organized government is essentially organized crime. But, you know, this is how these relationships are created.
Well, Mark, I mean, throwing a college party isn't organized crime in the same way that government is organized crime. That's just the crime there is you're selling alcohol without a license. I mean, whoopee-doo.
But when you create an in-group, okay, so groups are defined not only by who's in, but who's out. When you create an in-group, then that group is, like like the Skull and Bones we talked about previously. These organizations are going to want to get more and more power, and some of the groups are going to rise to the top. And at some point or another, those groups are going to be in charge. Take a look at the Freemasons. The Freemasons didn't started out as a guild of people that laid rocks on top of each other, ended up being one of the organizations responsible for the founding of the United States.
You can bring up what you want. Helen is in Ithaca, New York, listening to WNYY. Helen.
Oh, hi. I wasn't calling in about hazing, but I guess I'll weigh in. I think it's disgusting. And I was at least half smart enough in my freshman year at a very good university, which I'll leave unnamed, that I was recruited by sororities. And I'm like, no, thank you. I'm interested in it. I guess I was too, like, independent and stubborn to...
Were you able, Helen, despite not being hazed or in a fraternity sorority...
I never joined it.
Were you able, despite not being in those, to still make friends that you still, friendships that lasted a lifetime?
I've got a lot of friends, you know.
Were you able to still find people to drink with in the absence of a sorority?
I guess so, yeah.
Yes,
I mean, that's not my objective in life, is to find people to drink.
Oh, I know that. But, you know, for a lot of college kids, that's their objective. And, the pitch of sororities and fraternities is that it will make that sort of thing easier for them. But I know you were calling about a different reason, son. If you want to get it out quickly, you certainly can,
okay,
or
I'll
call us tomorrow.
I'll get it out quickly. You know, I don't want to change your topic if you're into this.
It's okay. It's Free Talk Live. But you can do that. That's it's all
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that's what you said. Okay. All right. What do you guys do? Libertarians, you know I'm not a libertarian. I read a few pages of Ayn Rand and I was like...
She's not a libertarian either.
She's sick, okay. Yep. But what do you guys think about the 99% movement and tax reform?
I'm actually somebody who participated extensively in the Occupy movement here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I intend to continue. It's kind of died off for the winter time. Unfortunately, it's a small town. There's just not a whole lot of activity going on. But I was one of the people who was there at the very first day and there every week thereafter, as a matter of fact. So
I
think
that's volunteering your free time to do something, you know, for the common good.
Well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but
I believe
you don't do it for the common good.
I believe in voluntary interaction between human beings, so of course I would volunteer my time for something I think is beneficial, and I think any movement that challenges the status quo is something that I want to support.
And it's the world that you want to live in the future is what you're trying to create.
Yeah, and I wish I had more time to talk to you about it, Helen, so feel free to call another night when we have more of it, because we do this thing 7 nights per week. Thanks for the call. If you didn't get in tonight, don't worry. Mark's going to be here tomorrow with Stephanie.
As I am, yes,
doing
that's for
the
sure.
Live Sunday edition. If you don't get it on your local talk station, give them a call during the week, during business hours. Talk to the program director and tell them thanks for airing some Free Talk Live. They are some of us. And then ask them real nice like for more, because we do it 7 nights a week. And we'll see you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can prolong the life of your engine and save by doing regular oil changes yourself. And AutoZone's here to help. Right now, get a 5-plus quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter at the low price of only $15.99. See store for restrictions and details. If you've never done the job yourself, it's a good time to start. Change your oil on time and on your own with help from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.